So we're going to be looking at from the Isaiah passage today. So we're not coming from the New Testament, but we're looking from the Old Testament. And today has been kind of marked and labeled as, "See, I am doing a new thing." So we're going to be looking at Isaiah and pressing into what does that mean for us, "See, I am doing a new thing." But on my reading this week of the Bible, there was a line that struck me. And I felt it was a word for us as the church today. And it's from Joshua 3:4. And it says this. It says that you have never been this way before. That we've never been this way before. We've never been in this time. We've never been on this date in 2017. The church, St. Mary's, you, me, we've never been this way before. And I think that's a real word for us to press into, that we're not treading water, we're not living yesterday, but we've never been this way before. We might feel like we've been here before, but we haven't. We're in a time where the church has never been this way before. And this is what in Isaiah, they are unpacking a little bit. They're talking to the Jews of like, you've never been this way before. You think you have, but you've never been this way before. So we see in Isaiah, this the word from God comes to them and says, "See, I am doing a new thing." And when I hear this line, I don't know about you, but when I hear God say in the Bible then, and the fresh word for us today, when I hear that, "See, I am doing a new thing," I get excited. I'm filled with excitement. I think, what is God going to do? What is he going to do? It fills me with a sense of release, of freedom, that we're moving forward, that something new is going to happen. But I wonder, how does it make you feel? How does it make you feel that God is doing a new thing? He's doing a new thing in our day and in our generation. So this passage is speaking to the Jews about their release from the Babylonians. And it's going to be an exodus like never before. This isn't like the previous exodus of just a geographical exodus. But this is an exodus that is going to be one of the heart, of one of their very being. That their very souls and spirits are going to be crossing the water as such. This is a new exodus. And this is going to be made possible through Jesus, through the coming of the Messiah. And this is what this passage is reminding them of. That it's not going to be like the other one, but a new one is coming, a new exodus. That freedom as such is just around the corner. A new day is coming. Freedom is coming. And this is a truth for us here today, that God is doing something new amongst us. There is something of God's presence and of his glory just around the corner. See, I am doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing in us, as individuals, as a church, and as I prayer walk this community, I can see that he's doing a new thing in our communities as well. And we simply need to open our eyes and see. We need to see what God is up to. When I read this passage, I can't help but think, in order to live out what God has for us, we need to be awake. We need to be alive to the things of God. And this is what he's speaking to the Jews of. Don't live in yesterday, but be alive for today. Because see, I am doing a new thing. But how does this make you feel? How does it make you feel to be told that God is doing a new thing? Do you feel excited? Do you feel like me? Ooh, I can't wait. What is God doing? Is it going to happen today? Is it tomorrow? When's it going to happen? When is there going to be breakthrough of his presence in our churches and in our lives. Maybe it scares you. Maybe you think, actually, I kind of just want it to stay as it is. Can we just keep it as it is, Lord? Where are you at in that? Maybe you feel like, I've been here before, where God said he's going to do a new thing, and I'm still waiting for it. Where are you in that? How do you feel about that? But the prophet Isaiah is speaking to the Jews of a new thing, and I'm wondering if they felt a similar way. And this is where the scripture takes us, is that the first thing in verses 14 to 16, when we think about this new thing that God might do, and it's going to look a little bit different than it did before, in verses 14 to 16, we are called to remember who God is. First and foremost, before we look to the new, we need to remember who he is. He says in verses 14, he says that, I am the Redeemer. You know, this God, he is the Redeemer. I am the Holy One. I'm the Creator of Israel. I am your King. He says, remember, I am that same Lord. I am that same God who carried the Israelites through the Red Sea. I am the same Lord who told Moses to hold his staff out. I am the same Lord who parted those waters. I am the same Lord who carried out those promises. I am the same Lord who defeated the enemies. I am that Lord. And we need to remember who he is. And we need to remember the stories of our past, the God stories of our past, because it reminds us of the character of who God is. We need to be reminded and sit and remember these stories, because some stories of our history with God are just too dangerous to forget. We need to remember this God who saved us from our sins. Do you remember that God? Do you remember that God that gave you salvation? Do you remember that God that took your stony heart that was filled with unforgiveness, that had bitterness and regret, and he took that stony heart and he poured his Holy Spirit upon it and he gave you a heart of flesh? Do you remember that God? Do you remember the God that brought healing upon your life? Do you remember the God that took you from death to life, that gave you a new way and a new life? Do you remember that God? Because we need to remember who God is, because he's the same God who will take us into a new thing. God says to his people, remember. Remember who I am. Remember where I have taken you. Remember what I have done for you. So we need to remember who he is, but also we need to forget. It says this, forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. So in a way, in this scripture today, the Jewish people are expecting a similar exodus as before. They have a similar method in their mind as such. And it's so easy for us to fall into this as well. To remember who God is, but then dwell in that place. To fall in a place of the good old days. We can remember a time of when we encountered God in such a way, and then we think we just need to do that again. If we just carry on doing the same thing, then we'll get the same result. I don't know about you, but I remember the first time Caitlin, our first, slept through the night. And we just tried to replicate that day. We thought back, what did we do that made her sleep? What did we feed her? What did we do? And we thought, if we just do that again, we'll get another night's sleep. And if any of you who have children will know, it doesn't work. They sleep when they sleep. And this can be a similar way that we can retreat back to modes and methods of God, of thinking, well, if we just do this again, we will get this. that if we sing that exact song again, that we'll get this. If we have the same structures and everything is in place, we'll get this. But what the prophet is saying, what the Lord is saying for the prophet Isaiah, is that don't dwell in those places, because it wasn't the mode and the method that brought these people out of Exodus, but it was the Lord God himself. So we can't dwell in those places. But as Paul puts it eloquently in Philippians, he says this: "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards the prize that is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." That we're to leave what is behind and we're to press on into this new thing that God is doing amongst us. But as we press on, we always take the same God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as we press on and we move forward, God says this: pay attention. Pay attention, for I am doing a new thing. And he says this, by the pay attention is see. See. Stop. See. I love other translations put it, behold. Behold. It causes you to stop in your tracks. Behold, I am doing a new thing. And what I love about this see and this behold is that everything we do is not shaped just by our past, but it's shaped by the God who created the past and who is calling us into this new thing. When you hear behold, it means behold God before you. In Corinthians, it talks about holding God as in a mirror. We hold him before us, and everything that we see, we do. In a way, what we behold, we will become. And I think it's so easy as we press forward to start to shape things either by the past or by the world around us. But we need to be shaped through seeing God, through seeing who the Lord is in these times. And it says this in the word today. It says, "For I am making a way in the desert and in the wasteland." And what I love about this is that the desert and the wasteland has no signs of life, has no signs of anything good just about to happen. And he says, in this environment where the signs are saying that there's going to be no water for years, folks, the Lord is making his way through that. So what am I saying? I'm saying what is said in Matthew 16, where Jesus rebukes the Pharisees and Sadducees, and he says this: "You know how to interpret the appearance of the skies, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times." As we look and we behold God, we need to interpret what he is doing. We need to interpret the signs of the times, the signs of what God is up to. It's so easy for us to look to the skies and interpret what's happening. I don't know about you, but the environment we're in at the moment, we can look around and say, well, we're a land who has just got terrorism upon our land. We're a land that everybody's fallen away from church. We're not a Christian country anymore. And we can begin to interpret what God is doing by what we see around us. We might see wasteland and we might see desert, but God is breaking through. He really is. And we need to see and we need to behold what God is doing. There's some certain tribes in a desert that in a place of the desert where not often when you try to find water in the desert, they say look for a cactus or look for a sign of growth somewhere, and that's where you go to, that's where the water's going to be. But there's a certain tribe where they haven't even got those signs. And they literally have to taste the sand. Sounds a bit gross. I don't think I'd join that tribe. But you have to go and pick up the sand and put it in your mouth and taste it. And they say that the sand tastes different where there is water deep, deep down. And in a way, we're in that position as a church at the moment, that we've almost got to taste the sand as such, that there's not just signs of flourishing. So when we went over to the Hope Centre the other week, who got to have a little walk around? Did everyone get to have a walk around? That was about us going over to the Hope Centre and tasting the sand as such. That there's not everything set up and running and going, but it was about us coming and tasting the sand of the Hope Centre and saying, Lord, what are you doing? Where are you about to break through? Where are you about to spring forward? So we need to remember our stories. We need to go back and remember who God is, because what he's going to do today, he done yesterday. He will still be healing people. He will still be restoring hearts. He will still be calling people back to himself. But he's going to do it in a new way. So we can't dwell in the past, but we need to press ahead. So in this time, we need to be beholding God before us, praying and seeking his face, reading his word, and searching out what is God up to, because he is doing a new thing. And this new thing is going to break forward from the wastelands and the desert places, that we're going to see people coming into our midst, on our high road, in our workplaces, in whoever we meet in the week, that they might be a waste, their hearts might be a place of a wasteland, but the Lord is doing something in their lives. So let's remember, share your God stories this week, and let us pray and press in and behold God for who he is, because there's something new that is coming. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you that you remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. But you always stretch us and send us out. And I pray, Lord God, that you give us eyes to see you. I pray, Lord God, that you wake us up as a church to press into prayer and to press into you. And I pray this in your holy name and redeeming name. Amen.